Yo, what's going on? Yeah. Let me tell you something also. I'm getting this from, what's this called? The United States News. Okay? This is what I want to talk about, death in America. Okay? This is 2020. This is something they wrote. 2020. Now, I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to tell you this right now. Two leading causes of death in the United States is suicide and influenza and pneumonia. Okay? I'm going to just tell you that right now. Okay? But I want to point out the most common and talk to you about it. I'm going to read it. And you can, this is their statistical shit right here. Those who died by suicide accounted for 1.7% of the country's more than 2.8 million registered deaths in 2018, the same share as in 2017. But the rate of 14.2 deaths by suicide per 100,000 United States standard population was up from 2017 rate of 0.0. Okay? So that's suicide. So what's next? Kidney disease. The rate at which kidney disease killed United States residents did not change significantly in 2018, shifting slightly down from 13.0 in 2017. But kidney disease still accounted for 1.8% of total deaths. Okay? You could put a corona on that. Influenza and pneumonia. Influenza and pneumonia came in as the eighth biggest killer in the United States in 2018, accounting for approximately 3,450 more deaths than in 2017 and for 2.1% of deaths in 2018. Overall, the death rate also rose significantly from 14.3 in 2017. Diabetes accounted for 3% of total deaths in 2018, with the death rate for the disease not changing significantly. Okay? Alzheimer's disease, number of deaths, 122,019. By 2016, nearly 14 million people. Now, we talking about Alzheimer's. That's way more than this so-called coronavirus, but ain't nobody locking shit down, okay? What that, come on, man, come on. This, and what I'm trying to tell you people, there's epidemics every fucking year. Every year. But I don't want to compare Alzheimer's because I guess it's not a spreadable thing, right? Then you got cerebrovascular disease. They're trying to kill all the sick. That's all this is about. So if you got any of these symptoms, they're going to kill you. That's all this is. And number of deaths for cerebrovascular disease is 147,810. Here's a fun fact. Someone is born every day, just like someone dies every day. I just want you to know that. Okay? Then you got chronic lower respiratory diseases. Number of deaths, 159,486. This is another thing that can make it seem like you have this so-called coronavirus that I feel like is a bunch of bullshit. So I'm going to just leave it at that. Okay? Then you have accidents. Unintentional injuries. Unintentional injury, and this is a rate of 48.0. This is way more than the coronavirus. The coronavirus was like 0.1%. So where they getting all this shit from? Unintentional injuries resulting from things like drug overdoses, car accidents, and falls accounted for 5.9% of United States deaths in 2018, with their death rate dropping from 49.4 to 48.0 in 2018, a 2.8 decrease over the year, okay? Then you got cancer, number of deaths, 599,274, a 149.1 rate. Cancer remains the number two killer of America, of Americans, accounting for 21.1% overall deaths. Its fatality rate fell from 152.5 in 2017. Let's see. Heart disease, 655,381. Yo, they're using an excuse. They feel like they're wasting their money. They want to kill off the unwanted. They're going to call it the coronavirus. I'm telling you. Even if there is some type of virus, they're going to, if you have heart disease, if you have some lung cancer, they're going to say you died of corona. I'm telling you. They're going to say you died of corona. So here we got leading causes of death in the United States. Number 10, suicide. 9, kidney disease. 8, influenza and pneumonia. Okay, this is big. 7, diabetes. 6, Alzheimer's disease. 5, cerebrovascular disease. 4, chronic lower respiratory diseases. 3, accidents and unintentional injuries count as 3. 2, cancer. And the number one is heart disease. Heart disease. Yeah, heart disease. Okay? So, you take it for what it's worth, man. Take it for what it's worth. That's all I gotta say about that.